I can tell you this clearly. A lot of the protests and demonstrations are clearly coming out of anxiety that this kind of thing has not happened in this country before. From what I read from the public, everybody is angry that anyone will go to a school and kidnap young school children. That is really the anger. It's something that this nation has never thought.
But it's also the anger. It is also the anger at the incapability of the authorities.
Maybe if you try to listen to me, maybe you'll get what I'm talking about.
Please.
I can tell you clearly that right from the night that those girls were taken away, we have been on the sites. There is no single day that security forces have rested. We have combed all those areas where people were suspected. Don't forget, this thing happened in Borno State, one of the remote regions of Nigeria.
Do you think that the government and the forces should have asked for help earlier?
That is not the point. So it's not as if it was something that we were asking for help for the first time. Security forces
but
have
when
been
you learned,
with one another.
Sure, but when
we
you
have
learned... I really just want to be specific about the case of the girls. When you heard that these girls were abducted, and you know what Boko Haram are capable of, who did you ask for help? You said you asked for help right away. Who did you ask for help?
When you talk of help, if every nation will use its own internal capacity to find out a problem, you don't just, because something has just happened to you, the next moment you'll be asking for help. It's not as if we're so helpless. No, that's not the point. And there is no magic wand anywhere. The reality is sometimes things happen this way. And I believe that this was simply something that more extraordinary. We didn't expect this. But at the same time, we have worked hard at it.
If I am a parent in Borno State, listening to what you've just said, when you said things happen that way, that is not reassuring. People need to know that their children, that their girls can go to school and can come back safely. And what you're saying now is that your government is not able to say that to people. They're not able to tell them that their children can go to school safely.
No. And then like the misleading information that is poured out sometimes by the international media and other places. We must know that we are parents in this government. And the Nigerian government cares for its people. We don't need anyone to tell us to care for our people. We're elected by them. And we work every day for them. So the truth of insurgency in this region of Nigeria is that we have done everything possibly in the last 2 years. And we're still doing so. To contend the insurgency, to make life safer for people.
President Barack Obama described the abduction as heartbreaking, as outrageous, and he said that he hoped the kidnapping might galvanize the international community to take action against Boko Haram. What kind of action does your government need from the international community?
I believe the action we need from the international community is the realization that Boko Haram is not just a merely Nigerian organization. It is part of an international network of terror that has come, on board, stretching from Afghanistan to Russia, to Pakistan, to some Asian countries, to the Middle East, right down here, to Africa. So it's a network. And I think that there must be a global, very global solution, not just because children were kidnapped. Well, a lot of horrendous crimes are already being committed across several nations. So what it says is that the world should wake up rather than blame games. I say, well, maybe this country is not doing it.
You need people on the ground. Do you need people on the ground?
I agree. We need people on the ground, for example. We need, for example, more technology. Maybe it will have a greater logistical assistance in terms of intelligence support, in terms of technology, in terms of space and area surveillance of these areas. I believe this will help Nigeria. This is how countries that are technically capable, like Britain, the U.S., Russia, China, and other countries, can support Nigeria.